it seems like that band and some of the bands that you were involved in from that point on, from the 70s on, were kind of filling a niche in the ecosystem for the New Orleans sound.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then I played with the Euphoria band for a while, and then Jerry Cayley's Good Time Levee Stompers.
Again, a very New Orleans.
Very New Orleans.
New Orleans revival style band.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've always preferred the New Orleans style. I mean, that's what the real jazz is, as far as I'm concerned.
Most of the bands that you've run yourself have been that New Orleans revival style.
Oh, yeah.
Filling that niche of the Magnolia Band or El Dorado, very much so.
Yeah, that's my taste. Mm-hmm.
And I think you played in the Magnolia a bit, didn't you?
I've played with him off and on. I never was regular with his band, but I'd sub a lot. And
you've worked with a lot of those guys, Clifford and Borkenhagen.
Yeah, and absolutely. And then in the 80s, we formed the Zenith Band. And the original Zenith Band was Clifford and Borkenhagen.
The old El Dorado crew.
Yeah. Then that rift there, and we split up, and I kept the name Zenith and changed personnel.